Just a few moments ago, we heard from our friends at Piedmont Medical Center about the dangers that can happen on 4th of July. We want it to be a fun and safe holiday. So they were telling us about some of the incidents that they see and accidents that they will treat at the ER. We've got our friends in from the Rock Hill Police Department in the studio right now to continue that 4th of July safety message, especially among the city's big Red, White, and Boom event. It is set for July the 4th from 4 to 9 p.m. So we have Lieutenant Michael Chavis and Captain Jim Grayson joining us again from the Rock Hill Police Department. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Appreciate you having us.
Red, White, and Boom is back again. It is this Friday, July the 4th from 4 to 9, downtown Rock Hill. We kind of know what to expect from the event, but through the eyes of law enforcement, what do you all see at this event?
So we do see a big crowd coming down to enjoy the fireworks. It's a great display to come out with your family because this is a family-friendly event. We're going to have numerous vendors. We're going to have extra events this year. We're actually going to have a stage with a performance, and we're actually going to have the ESPN Slippery Stairs. You're familiar with that.
I am. Catherine, by the way, is the reigning celebrity champion of Slippery Stairs. I just want to get that in.
I know. We're in the presence of greatness. So that will be going on this year as well. So we're going to have a lot of stuff going on. So we expect a big crowd. And with that, we know that, you know, with crowds and the weather and the fireworks, we just want to give some warnings. One, service animals are always welcome, but this is not going to be a pet-friendly event because when the fireworks go off, a lot of times we know the animals will get startled, so we want to get that out there. Also, there will be some alcohol sales, so if you're, you know, consuming alcoholic beverages, make sure you have some kind of ride option where you're not driving your vehicle. Also, it's Rock Hill, it's hot. Make sure you're hydrating appropriately so we don't have to call our friends at the medical center to come out and check on you because you've gotten overheated.
Both of you, I ran into you at the Beach Bash for Come See Me, and you both said something which was really interesting. With as many people as you have downtown, you're going to bump into people. Years ago, we could bump into people and just move right along, but it seems now in the world we live in, if you bump into somebody, tempers flare. Give some advice on how to navigate these big events like Red, White, and Boom, where you are going to be standing in line. You might run into someone. A simple, "I'm sorry," should be enough. But we know sometimes that's not the case. But what do you, when you have these big gatherings of folks, what are some more reminders do you want just to tell folks on how to diffuse a situation and not enhance a situation?
I think just bringing your patience, understanding that you're going to be around a large group of people and you're possibly going to bump into people, and it's okay. It's not that big of a deal. You've got priorities of going to the vendors, going to see the fun. The priority should not be trying to allow your emotions to take over and get yourself in a bad situation. So just move on. Have a good time.
Because they're there to celebrate just like you're there to celebrate as well.
That's right. Yep.
Everybody wants to have a good time, and terms like Southern hospitality and chivalry have been lost in our society. And so if we can individually ourselves focus on that and bringing it back, it will go a long way. And excuse me, I'm sorry, especially because family friendly, we're going to have young kids out there. And so parents are more focused on their kids, not bumping into other people, and a parent might bump into somebody. Recognize that. Everybody's there to have a good time. And if you focus, you know, outside of yourself and try and say, all right, we're all here to have a good time, let's have a good time, I think that will make a bigger impact.
And kids will learn from adults what to do what not to do. And they will always take away what not to do first for some reason, right? For sure. When you have an event like Red, White, and Boom and you have fireworks, we always say leave fireworks to the professionals. So in this case, we're leaving it to the professionals, which means you don't need to bring your own fireworks, right? Because that seems to have come up before in the past. So elaborate on that.
So, yeah, again, this is a professionally run event with the big fireworks that are fun to watch. We encourage people, you know, if they want to use fireworks, do that at home. Don't bring it to this event. Only because of the crowds and the amount of people that are around, we don't want to see anybody get hurt. We're just there to enjoy the show. And when the fireworks start, they should be by the professionals and not from people showing up at the event. That's what we're hoping for.
Can you shoot fireworks off in the city of Rock Hill?
Yes.
You can.
You can. And so you can shoot fireworks off as long as you're doing it in a safe manner. We have had instances, you know, and you'll read about them around the nation where people shoot fireworks inappropriately. They hurt themselves. They set fire to nearby houses, fields, other locations. But yes, in the city limits, you can shoot off fireworks in your neighborhood, at your home. But also know that we have a noise ordinance. There are people that's going to have to work Saturday morning. They're going to have to go in. So we extend courtesies on holidays where we know that fireworks are used to celebrate. However, once you know it gets to a certain point and we've got people that need to get to sleep, to recharge, to go to work the next day, and we start getting those calls about the disturbance, we will go out, we will check, and we will ask you to put the fireworks away. There's always another day where you can still shoot off your fireworks.
And they'll start shooting them off as early as today. Some started earlier this week. Any excuse, right?
That's right. As soon as the sun came up,
yeah, they shoot them in the south. What's kind of a good rule of thumb for when folks do need to call you when they feel like the fireworks have maybe gotten out of control in their neighborhood? If one night they're shooting it, some people might have a shorter attention span than others. Southern hospitality, like you just reminded us all, but what's kind of the rule of thumb? What's the best advice for homeowners?
So normally around 11 o'clock-ish, we notice people just wind down naturally. Like I said, on holidays like we're experiencing now, you know, around midnight, that's usually rule of thumb when we start getting phone calls. And that's a fair rule of thumb, because if you have to be to work at 6 and it's midnight, you're only getting 6 hours of sleep. That's not a solid recharge for most people. And so that's usually where it's going to start calling into us, and that's when we start going out and making the enforcement calls. Now, if it's 7 o'clock in the evening, we'll still go out and respond, because some people do manage to get a hold to some very loud, very large fireworks. And so we understand that people do have animals, people do have young kids, and so we still weigh in that consideration as well.
You know, one of the other considerations I'd like for everybody to make is make sure that when they're using the fireworks, don't block the roadways with them. Like, usually create a pretty good traffic hazard, and we don't want to create a bigger problem than what we're looking for. So
smart, just because the neighborhoods, I guess, they would do that. Or if you don't live in a neighborhood, but you live in a heavily traveled road, you don't want to block the road for a fireworks display when you can see it for free at Red, White, and Boom.
So absolutely.
Leave it to the professionals. And another tip you all gave us before the microphones turned on, Captain Grayson, if you want to shoot fireworks, but you don't have your fireworks handy, but you have a gun nearby, I've been told that people like to shoot guns up in the air.
So yeah, just like other holidays like New Year's, we want to avoid celebratory gunfire. One, discharging the city limits is illegal. Two, you're responsible for that bullet. Wherever it goes, if it hurts someone else, it's on you. So we ask everyone to be smart, have a good time, but enjoy the holiday responsibly. Alcohol and guns don't mix. And obviously, celebratory gunfire, like we just mentioned, that's not the place for it.
You know, all of these tips, the ones from Piedmont Medical Center, as well as the tips from our friends at the Rock Hill Police Department, all of this is meant to make sure that folks have a good time. We're not trying to be Debbie Downers or trying to be, you know, watching every single move that you make. But, you know, just remember your actions do have consequences. It can impact you personally or impact others. So that's whether you're celebrating alone or with family or with your whole extended family in the city of Rock Hill, I know everyone just encourages us to have a good, safe 4th of July, because we want to be around for July 5th and next year's 4th of July as well. Well, again, they're Captain Jim Grayson from the Rock Hill Police Department and Lieutenant Michael Chavis.